Who played baritone?
Oh, gee, I know the musician, but I forget his name. Yeah.
We'll think about that. In those two bands, in Dizzy's band and also Eckstein's band, did you get to do a solo work? Even with all these other guys in that.
Sure. Yeah.
You got to.
Well, actually, in those type of bands, it was in Billy's band. You know, Billy would sing,
mm-hmm.
but before he would sing, the band would play, like with the dancing and all. You know, mm-hmm. and that's when you would you solo.
Yeah.
You know, and Bird would those that, you know, like Dizzy and Bird would do mostly the solos. You mm-hmm. know, Lucky mm-hmm. Thompson, myself would play.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and we have some parts for Leo Parker and times when they play John Jackson.
Right.
You know, different tunes, they would feature different musicians.
But everybody got a chance to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't play as much as you want to because
right.
the big band.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But everybody did get a chance to play trombones and trumpets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, in looking at your recording history, it seems that you had a style from the very beginning that was very distinctive. And considering your peers like Sonny Rollins and Dexter and Sonny Stitt, that kind of thing, who seem to have their own direction also, but you seem to have had a direction very early, and you stuck to that direction, and I think that's the thing that makes your sound a very distinctive one, and one that's today we consider it a stylist. We consider you a stylist. And your sound is one that we recognize, just as you were saying, you recognize Coleman Hawkins and Bud Powell and all those. So we think that is a major contribution that you've given to this music, and we are very fortunate to have that gift.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to invite you to give us a sample of the kind of sound, so we'll include this in our archives.
Beautiful.
Okay.
All right, Doc.
Lamont?
Is that all right? Is that all right to get up?